Davenport, Iowa was the center of the political universe today as both President Bush and Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry rolled into town. The two candidates held dueling political events just four blocks apart. George Bush spoke at an outdoor rally in a park along the Mississippi River.
We have more to do to wage and win the war against terror. America's future depends on our willingness to lead in this world. If America shows uncertainty and weakness in this decade, the world will drift toward tragedy. This is not going to happen on my watch.
John Kerry's event was quite different. About 200 supporters were invited to join him for a discussion on the economy.
Some people say this is the best economy we've ever had. They say that if you think we can do better and you talk about doing better and you have a better plan and you lay it out, you're a pessimist. Well, I think they're wrong. I think they're wrong. My answer is there is nothing more pessimistic than saying America can't do better than we're doing today. We can do better. And that's what we're going to do.
NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with President Bush. Scott Horsley is with the Kerry campaign, and both join us now from Davenport. Don, let's start with you. What was the president's message on the stump today?
Even though he is here in the same town, campaigning in the same town as John Kerry for the first time in this campaign, he made absolutely no mention of the fact that Kerry was literally just blocks away, having wrapped up a speech of his own just before the president took to the stage at a bandshell before a good-sized crowd down here on the banks of the Mississippi. So it really was, from the president, just his standard stump speech, the one we have been hearing from him for really a couple of weeks now. He talks about his record. He goes through issue after issue: education reform, Medicare reform, fighting terrorism, Iraq, making the world safer, he says. And on each one, he says, we're turning the corner and we're not going back. So that's the theme he stuck to here today.
Scott Horsley with the Kerry campaign. I believe that Senator Kerry did make some mention of the president being in the same town today.
That's right, Melissa. He joked about the proximity, saying that President Bush and he could have a great discussion of the issues if President Bush would simply turn the corner. That's a variation on the president's assessment of the economy.
Turn the corner in Davenport, Iowa. So.
That's right.
His venue was quite a bit different from the rally that the president held. This was an economic summit. Tell us about that.
That's right, and it was a smaller gathering. It was not an open event. It was an opportunity for John Kerry to showcase endorsements by some 200 corporate executives, some from big companies like Oracle and Bank of America, others from smaller local businesses like the Quad Cities Metallurgical Laboratories. And the common theme of these executives was that George Bush has been bad for business, that if he were a CEO, he would have been fired by the board of directors. The campaign acknowledges that many business people still tilt Republican, but they think that this show of business support does give some legitimacy to the Democratic challenger.
Don Gagne, the president narrowly lost Iowa 4 years ago. What was the reception that he got in Davenport today?
He got a very warm reception, but this again was not an open event either. It was a big event. The campaign says there were as many as 12 or 13,000 people here. Some officials here in Davenport said that the figure was maybe closer to 7 or 8,000. So some question as to how many people were actually here, but they all had to get tickets through the Republican Party and show ID as they came through. His message again here, talking about the economy, was a very positive assessment of things, that farm incomes are up here, that jobs are being created over the past year across the country, and 11,000 new jobs in Iowa in the past year, and that the unemployment rate here is 4.3%. So again, a very, very positive take on things from the president.
And Scott, was John Kerry tailoring his message to the Iowa audience?
Well, he did, and of course his message is different when it comes to the economy. You can sort of depends on where you take as your what you take as your starting point. While jobs have been created in Iowa in the last year, John Kerry likes to emphasize that there are still 25,000 fewer jobs in Iowa than there were 4 years ago when George Bush took office.
This convergence of the two candidates' schedules is the first time this has happened in this campaign. I know they came pretty close in Pennsylvania, but now they have met up in the same place at the same time. Why is that? That can't be just a pure random event.
The Bush administration campaign officials say no big surprise. There are just a dozen or so states that are going to be so closely contested this year, and each candidate will be spending so much time in each of those states that every now and then they're going to find themselves in the same city, though I think the Bush campaign was pleased today that they could at least say they had the bigger of the two rallies.
Well, I'm sure the Kerry folks would like to point out that John Kerry has also been drawing some crowds of 10,000 up as he's made his way west across the country. Equally impressive are some of the sizable crowds in the hundreds that have gathered in very tiny towns that the senator's bus caravan has stopped in along the way, and he'll be visiting more of those small towns as he makes his way south to Hannibal, Missouri.
Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
NPR's Scott Horsley and NPR's Don Gagne traveling with the Kerry and Bush campaigns, respectively, today in Davenport, Iowa.